I have been on the executive board for both AFSCME and laborers. It doesn't mean I always get their support, but, you know, we'll fight through those kind of things. But I've been very vocal about the fact that I oppose right to work. I have two sisters and a mother and a brother and sister. Sorry, I have a mother who lives in Georgia, along with a sister who lives in Tennessee, a brother who lives in Oklahoma, and a sister who lives in Texas. I believe those are all right to work states. I know that in Georgia and Tennessee, my sisters have both had problems with the fact that they live in a right to work state, because there is more to being in a right to work state than just whether or not a union can form or not form. There's an ability to fire someone without cause that we don't, you know, fortunately in Illinois, we don't have to face some of those things. And without going into a lot of detail, I've been very open about the fact that I oppose right to work. I think the governor has attempted to try to find a middle ground, or at least in his mind, he thinks it's a middle ground, by saying a right to work zone so that municipalities or counties, local governments can say, well, we want to just pass an ordinance that says we can have it in our local area. The problem with it is that the U.S. government has said that only a state can determine whether or not someone can be right to work. Courts have already ruled in that direction. Right now, there is a case generated from the town of Lincolnshire. Lincolnshire was the only town in Illinois that actually did pass a right to work ordinance. It was immediately litigated. Courts found that Lincolnshire could not have that right to work zone. I think the reason that nationally that's been determined is, let's suppose that I am the city of Murfreesboro and I'm going to put a road in connection with the city of Carbondale, and that, you know, we're each going to pay half, but say Murfreesboro is a right-to-work zone and Carbondale is not. Now you're going to cross over different municipalities to try to put a road in. So there's great difficulties that can come from that. So we're going to have to let the courts kind of sort out what can and can't be done. In the meantime, I do not support right-to-work. I'm not going to support it either in zones or for the entire state. And so no one should be surprised that I voted the way that I did. It is going to cause me a little angst. Obviously, I'm a little crossways with the governor on that issue.